fact that you're able to do that so often, I mean, as a defense?
We just try to do that as much as possible. Mm-hmm. And I learned a couple of things from Micah. How he makes it look so easy. So, you know, every time someone talked about our season last year, the only thing they showed was Micah's pick against Blaine Gabbert. So I had to make sure I freshen their minds up. I can get one of my own.
Is that kind of happy to be able to do that this last game?
Oh, yeah. I'm very fortunate that I got an interception and I was able to score. So I'm looking forward to plenty more.
James Vandenberg said that every time in practice he could out fast, no matter what, you know, even if the play stopped, you run it all the way back to the end zone. Is that kind of part of your mentality?
I have to practice scoring. You know, no, I don't care where I'm at on the field, I'm going to practice scoring it, even if it's scout team. I'm going to run all the way down there.
You guys used to be coached to run to the near sideline?
Near sideline.
Near sideline. Are you still coached to that?
Well, it was open Saturday. So,
yeah, it was open Saturday.
If I wasn't running across the field, I would have got tackled. But if the near sideline is not open, you can bet I'm going to cut across the field to try to score it, you know, similar to Penn State. So,
do you know Saturday, I talked to Marvin a little bit about the defensive back against wide receiver mentality. Yeah. Do you guys know who you're playing against the other side? I mean, not personally, but do you know, okay, this guy has this many stats, this guy has this is, you know, I know you study film isolated than them. How much do you know them and how much can you know them?
Well, I know they have a bunch of different faces, definitely with the quarterback, right. some new wide receivers, but the way we look at it is we're facing a Big 12 team, so, you know, obviously they're in that conference for a reason, and they have guys that can get the job done year after year, so we have to take all these guys seriously.
This is your first trip to Ames.
It is.
I didn't realize that.
Is that one of those games that you missed?
Yeah, that was due to for the DUI my freshman year.
Okay.
So it seemed like a while ago.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah.
Or it might have been 2 years ago, I guess. Yeah.
Yep.
Do you, what do you expect? I mean, what have you heard about Jack Trice?
Those fans are pretty rally. They're pretty crazy. And, you know, they care about being Iowa very bad. So I'm looking forward to a very hostile crowd.
They're right on top of you, too.
Oh, is it similar to our stadium?
It's a little bit like that. And then when you walk up in and out of the locker room, along the fence really close.
Well, I'm looking to a, you know, hey, I played in Penn State. That was a pretty hostile environment. So I'm pretty sure all these, you know, after a while, all these stadiums, just they're all the same. I don't even keep count of who's all there.
Thanks, man.
All right.
How much does discipline play a role in going into a rivalry like this?
Iowa preaches discipline no matter who we're playing. Even off the field, on the field, wherever we go, it's discipline, take care of your character. And especially with a game like this, everyone has to do their job.
You talk about how it's always preached. Is that something that you feel you guys did a pretty decent job with last weekend, considering the circumstances?
Well, we try our best. And our coaches make sure that we are 100% perfect. So we're always going to be a disciplined team, and we're always going to take care of our techniques, fundamentals, and try to get the job done the best of our ability.
When you play Iowa State, do you notice some of their guys maybe trying to mess with your head mentally and, you know, take you out of that routine, take you out of that focus?
You know, I played the guys last year. You know, no one really spoke. You know, everything that we saw on tape, that's basically what they did. So, you know, we just try to do our job, no matter what the opponent's trying to give us or do to us.
Do you kind of see them coming in with a bit of a chip on their shoulder, considering the success you guys have had against them the past few years?
Yeah, losing, you know, the past 3 years, I'm pretty sure they should have a chip on their shoulder and should be looking forward to coming out there and playing against us.